Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our discovery unit today in our lesson. Thank you so much for tuning in. And discovery, what does that mean? Well, it means we're going to discover something. And, well, you may have already discovered Japan if you've been there or if you've heard about it on the news, but today we're going to be rebuilding Japan. I guess Japan has suffered a lot after that earthquake and tsunami, so they need to rebuild the place.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about the Miyagi earthquake that happened in 2011. They had a lot of destruction and damage occur due to that earthquake and the tsunami that followed the earthquake. So it was kind of a mess over there. They lost a lot of people, which was so sad. And we're going to talk about how they're rebuilding after you have a lot of damage. You have to rebuild so things get back to their original state. So let's go ahead, guys. We're going to read through day one of our article, and then we'll be back to discuss it.
The 2011 Miyagi earthquake and tsunami was one of the worst natural disasters of recent times, causing over 20,000 casualties. In addition, the powerful waves of the tsunami completely devastated many coastal towns. In those difficult times, many Japanese came together to demonstrate their nation's resilient spirit by putting their country back together again. 1 year after the disaster, Discovery's camera crews went to the country to film Rebuilding Japan. It's a six-part series that examines how people came together at a time of desperation and faced the difficult task of starting over. One episode focuses on the efforts of the Memory Salvage Project. This was a group of volunteers who wanted to help people heal in any way they could. They went to work in Yamamoto, where the tsunami had destroyed everything. However, members didn't come to rebuild the infrastructure. They were there to rebuild memories. After the tsunami struck, relief workers discovered thousands of photos among the debris. Many of them were covered in sludge and starting to disintegrate. The project volunteers worked around the clock to clean, preserve, and digitize them for survivors. In many cases, the lost photos represented the only images left for grief-stricken families who had lost loved ones. One familiar face kept popping up in some of the pictures. It was a cute, smiling boy who was always playing outside on sunny days. The workers nicknamed him Blue Sky. One day, the volunteers were shocked when the boy appeared out of nowhere and found joy looking through his old pictures. After a while, he decided to help. The volunteers were touched to see how their efforts helped comfort a boy whose childhood home had suddenly vanished.
So let's get started, everybody. We're going to talk about the horrible natural disaster that Japan suffered in 2011. They called it the Miyagi earthquake and tsunami. It was really big. I remember watching scenes of it on the news on TV. I bet you did, Tom, as well.
I sure did.
Yeah. And so many people either lost their homes or family members or both. It was terrible. So we're going to talk about how they're trying to rebuild Japan. It's called the Memory Salvage Project, which is currently being shown on Discovery, the Discovery Channel. This is one of their programs that you can watch and tune into. The next couple of days we'll be talking about this particular project.
Indeed, it's a salvage project. If you salvage something, you take junk and you try to make it useful again. Well, again, as you mentioned, this is talking about the 2011 Miyagi earthquake. That's where the epicenter was in Japan. And, of course, as you know, sometimes after earthquakes we get tsunamis, which actually is a Japanese word which refers to that big wave that is caused by an earthquake. And, of course, they had some great videos of the tsunami hitting the land there, knocking trucks off of bridges, turning boats over and stuff like that.
Wow.
I shouldn't say a great video because terrible things were happening, but it was unprecedented to have videos of that while it was happening.
Sure.
And we're describing this as one of the worst natural disasters of recent times. A disaster is just something terrible that happens. It's a sudden event. like a tornado or a typhoon, and it causes great damage and kills a lot of people.
It could also be like a fire or a plane crashing to the earth, to the ground. So this was one of the worst natural disasters. It was a natural disaster because people didn't cause it. This happened because of the earth, right?
Yep.
And it also caused over 20,000 casualties. That's a lot of people who passed away. A casualty is a person who's killed during an accident or a war or, like we're talking about today, a natural disaster. So a lot of people were killed in this earthquake and the tsunami that followed. In addition, on top of all that, the powerful waves of the tsunami completely devastated many coastal towns. Now, if you are on the coast, it means you are on the area right near the edge of the sea or the ocean. So coastal is just an adjective to describe the land along the ocean. If you were a town located right there on the edge of the ocean, then you also were susceptible to the powerful waves of the tsunami. If you're devastated, it means you're almost completely destroyed. Most of what was there is gone. Those waves have so much power in them, you wouldn't think so because it's just water, but there's a lot of energy in that water, and it swallowed up those towns and then pushed them out to the ocean.
Yes, that city in the Philippines was also devastated by the hurricane or typhoon that went through there late last year. And again, these are coastal towns in Japan. They're north of Tokyo, I believe. And in those difficult times when the tsunami was hitting and the earthquake was happening and then the days afterward, many Japanese came together to demonstrate their nation's resilient spirit. So they came together, they joined forces, they worked together, and they did this, well, not necessarily to show everybody they could do this, but they wanted to help out, so they were working together as a team, as a nation, and so they demonstrated their nation's resilient spirit. If you demonstrate something, that means you clearly show that something exists, or clearly show the truth of something. And you also give proof to that effect. So they showed everybody that Japan can come together in times of crisis.
Now, if you have a resilient spirit, this is a word we use to talk about someone or something that's able to get strong and healthy again or even successful again after something really bad happens. Perhaps your local economy is remarkably resilient. Even after bad economic times, maybe your economy comes back and is strong again. So if you're resilient, you're able to return to your original state or shape after being hurt by something. You can also have resilient material, which can be pulled or stretched or pressed or bent and then go back to the original shape it was in.
Yeah, my brother was so healthy. He was resilient to all sorts of diseases. If he got a cold, he recovered in less than a day. He was back to normal.
Nice.
And so, yes, Japan, well, they can be beaten down. They can be defeated, but they will bounce back again. They put their country back together again 1 year after the disaster. Discovery's camera crews went to the country to film Rebuilding Japan. So they waited until 2012 to go back there and see how they did. Were they doing a good job of putting the country back together? And this, of course, is referring to the camera crews of the Discovery Channel. I did want to mention that crew here does refer to a whole group of people working to film something. It includes the people running the cameras and the sound and the lighting and all that stuff. That's one group, a crew. So they had different groups going there filming different things in different places. So that's why we're saying camera crews here, not referring to the individual people.
That's right. Well, it's part of a six-part series that you can see on TV. And this series examines how people come together at a time of desperation. You know, sometimes we argue in a country. Maybe we don't have the same political views. But when disaster strikes or tragedy happens, it seems like people in a country pull together. They come together. That's what they're showing in this six-part series. Now, if you're talking about a time of desperation, when people feel desperate, it's usually when there's a lot of sadness and fear. maybe people have lost hope because of some tragedy or disaster that's happened. That's what it was like in Japan. There was this time of desperation, and the people of Japan, the Japanese, they faced the difficult task of starting over. Sometimes you do have to start over. Maybe you lose your job one day, and you feel like, oh, I'll never get the same wages and benefits again. You feel like you have to start over. Or maybe your parents have gone through a divorce, and your mom and dad have to start over. So if you start over, it just means you kind of go back and begin doing something again. So they had to build their country back again after this disaster.
You don't always have to get things right the first time. Life does give you some opportunities to start over, to reinvent yourself and try again.
Uh-huh.
And again, we're talking about 6 episodes in this 6-part series. So one episode focuses on the efforts of the Memory Salvage Project. Okay, so memories, of course, are things you remember, and to salvage something, as I said before, just refers to when you rescue something and you make it as good as new again. You can salvage things from ships that are sunken and laying on the bottom of the ocean, lying on the bottom of the sea.
If there's a fire in a house, you might be able to salvage some of the things that were in the house that were burned a little bit.
Sure.
So you rescue something after it was in danger of being completely destroyed. So what are they going to rescue? We're going to talk about what they're saving or salvaging. But first, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要看的主题是跟日本的赈灾重建有相关的。我们首先来看到文章的第一个句子提到 The 2011 Miyagi earthquake and tsunami was one of the worst natural disasters of recent times, causing over 20,000 casualties.在这里提到呢2011年在日本宫城县所发生的地震跟海啸呢是近年来最严重的天灾之一。Disaster 当作名词解释成为灾难或者是不幸的事件。A major disaster 指的当然就是大灾难咯。那么常常会搭配的动词像是 cause a disaster, 指的是造成灾难。To escape a disaster, 则是有躲避、逃避灾难的意思。而这样子的情形造成了超过20,000人的死伤。英文里面我们会用 casualties, 常常用复数来代表是战争或者是事故等的死伤者。所以如果伤亡非常的惨重，我们就会说 heavy casualties。另外呢，我们常常提到的 toll, T-O-L-L, 则是用单数用来指死伤的人数，也有类似的意思。而在 Discovery 的频道当中，他所要介绍的是 Rebuilding Japan, 日本赈灾重建的系列。所以在第一段的最后一句提到 It's a 6-part series that examines how people came together at a time of desperation and faced the difficult task of starting over.这个节目一系列总共6集来检视人们在绝望的时候是如何的团结起来 came together, 而且面对一切要重新开始的艰巨任务。Desperation 在这里当作名词解释成为绝望的意思。举个例子来说 ,Mary's refusal drove Tom to desperation.因为玛丽的拒绝而使得 Tom 变得相当的绝望。他的形容词 desperate 也常用，可以解释成为绝望的。另外，当人很绝望的时候，他就会也许被逼到了尽头，他会孤注一掷，拼命的去做某件事情，也有这样子的形容词意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, so today we're focusing on one episode of this Discovery Channel's program, Rebuilding Japan. One episode focuses on the Memory Salvage Project. What is that? Well, I'll tell you. It says right here, this was a group of volunteers who wanted to help people heal in any way they could. A volunteer, of course, is somebody who works without pay. And they wanted people to heal. To heal means to return to your original condition. After you break a bone, of course, it takes a long time for the bone to heal, to return to its original condition. And they wanted to help these people heal in whatever way they could.
So the first thing they did was they went to work in a place called Yamamoto. That was where the tsunami had destroyed everything. Can you imagine?
Ooh.
Well, members didn't come to rebuild the infrastructure. What were they there for? Well, the volunteers were there to rebuild memories. Wow, wouldn't it be hard if you lost all of your souvenirs, your photos, all the things that mean a lot to you, those mementos, we could say. Now, if you talk about a place's infrastructure, you're talking about the basic equipment that it has, and the structures like roads and bridges are the basic infrastructure that a city has. Nowadays, we have roads, we have bridges. I would even say the internet, your telephone lines, those are part of your infrastructure, how you get water and gas. All of those things form the basic part of a city. You need those things to build on or to function properly.
Right. So the Memory Salvage Project was not there to build roads and highways and stuff like that and bridges. They had a different idea. They were there to rebuild memories. What does that entail? Well, I'll tell you. After the tsunami struck, after the tsunami washed ashore and destroyed everything, relief workers discovered thousands of photos among the debris. Photo here is just short for photograph. And when we talk about something attacking, we often use the verb to strike.
Uh-huh.
And this is the past tense here, struck. After the typhoon struck, or after the earthquake struck.
Or we can also say the flu strikes millions of people each year.
Oh, no.
Strike here is used to mean it affects someone or something in a bad way, and it happens suddenly. So it can cause damage or harm, illness, things like that to someone. And it usually is followed by some sort of object. The earthquake struck. So here we're talking about the tsunami happened or struck. After that, they had relief workers. Those are those volunteers. They were discovering thousands of photos. Where? Among the debris. Notice here we're not saying debris or debris. It's pronounced debris. It's a French word. That's why we don't pronounce the S. It's a non-count word. So don't say debrises or anything.
Ugh.
You can only say debris. And it means lots and lots of different pieces that are left over after something's been destroyed. So if you have a big fire, you can go through the debris afterwards and try to salvage things you find.
Indeed, and they found all those photographs covered in sludge. Sludge, of course, is basically wet mud. It's kind of thick, and you can imagine that made all those photos very dirty. And they were starting to disintegrate. The photographs were starting to disintegrate. If something disintegrates, that means it breaks up into small pieces, usually because of being destroyed or decaying, etc. So, of course, when the atomic bomb exploded above Hiroshima back in 1945, lots of buildings simply disintegrated, were completely destroyed.
Yeah. Now, the project volunteers worked around the clock to clean, preserve, and digitize the photos for survivors. If you work around the clock, it means you don't take a break. They didn't go home and sleep for 8 hours. Nope, they kept working around the clock, 24 hours a day. What did they do? Well, they tried to clean the photos. To preserve something means to keep something in its original state or in a good condition or to keep something from being harmed or from losing it. So they were trying to keep these photos for people who had lost their homes and everything. They wanted them at least to have some memories. Now, if you digitize something, you take something and you change either information or pictures, into digital form, which means you can use it on a computer.
You need to do that with old photographs if you want to look at them on your computer. You can do that to old movies, to old tape recordings. I've done that too. It's actually quite a lengthy process.
So if you digitize photos, you would scan them first and then save the images.
Right. Make them into WAV files. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's sound.
JPEG
files,
yeah.
Or GIF or whatever.
Or GIF, yeah.
There are all sorts of different files out there.
Uh-huh.
And yes, they wanted to do this for survivors and for many of the survivors, in many cases, the lost photos represented the only images left for grief-stricken families who had lost loved ones. So if they lost loved ones, that means their family members died and they didn't have anything left to remember them by.
Yeah.
So in lots of cases, the photos were the only thing they had. Otherwise, there was nothing left over. They lost everything, all their possessions, and the people, of course, were dead, too. The only thing they were left with were photographs. If you're grief-stricken, well, grief is extreme sadness. If you're stricken with that, you have that condition. You could be stricken with some kind of disease. I'm stricken with a cold. Stay away from me. You might get a cold, too.
Ooh. Well, one familiar face kept popping up in some of the pictures, so they kept seeing the same face in a lot of the pictures they were finding. If something keeps popping up, it means something appears, usually in an unexpected way, or maybe quite suddenly. Maybe you have a friend who keeps popping up downtown. When you're downtown shopping, you don't even expect to see them, and there they are. Or we could say, a couple of years ago, Starbucks. New Starbucks coffee shops were popping up everywhere.
Mm.
Well, this little familiar face was a cute, smiling boy who was always playing outside on sunny days. So it was a happy guy they were finding in some of these photos.
And because he was outside playing on sunny days, they nicknamed him Blue Sky. Nickname is both a verb and a noun. It's just another name you might have. Lots of people have nicknames for their friends. When I was in college, my nickname was Spider because I had long fingers and long arms. And so his nickname was Blue Sky. Now, one day the volunteers were shocked when the boy actually appeared out of nowhere. There's the boy right there. We've been seeing all these pictures of this young boy. There he is standing right in front of us. We often use this for emphasis. If something suddenly appears as if by magic, we say it appeared out of nowhere. We don't know where he came from, but all of a sudden, there he was right in front of us.
Yeah, and he also found joy looking through his old pictures. They had collected a lot of the pictures from his house, and he was sitting there going, oh, I love this. After a while, he decided to help those project volunteers and was looking through the pictures and helping clean them off and preserve them. Now, the volunteers were touched to see how their efforts helped comfort this little boy who had lost his childhood home. It says here that his childhood home had suddenly vanished. Now, if you're touched, it doesn't mean someone's actually putting their hand on you. It means your emotions, you feel sadness or happiness or something. Usually if someone's touched, maybe they're going to start to cry even, maybe out of sadness or joy, or they just feel very deep emotions about something.
Yes, I'm sure that those poor kids down in Taidong were all touched when Chen Shuju made those donations to help them out. They were touched. They were emotionally affected by that generosity, and they will never forget her for her lack of selfishness or total devotion to the cause. But in any case here, he was touched, and the volunteers were touched as well. They were emotionally affected to see him being comforted. They actually probably snuck off to the side and started crying. Oh, he's so happy now because of us. Isn't it nice? He lost his mother and father. And, yes, his home, or his childhood home, the home he grew up in, had suddenly vanished. And if something vanishes, it disappears completely and suddenly.
Yeah, and usually there's no clear explanation why. Again, it gives you that feeling that it happened almost with magic, you know? It vanished. My keys mysteriously vanished. I have no idea where they are. Well, thankfully, the photos in this project called Memory Salvage Project really helped this one little boy called Blue Sky. We're going to continue talking about this project in our next lesson, but now, guys, we're going to listen once more to our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看一个称之为 The Memory Salvage Project 重拾回忆的计划，里面有许多的志工。我们在这里提到，在第二段中间写着 However, members didn't come to rebuild the infrastructure. They were there to rebuild memories.这些志工并不是来重建基础建设，他们其实希望能够帮助人们重建回忆。在这一段的后半句有提到 The project volunteers worked around the clock to clean, preserve, and digitize them for survivors.这里的 them 指的是前面所提到的 photos among the debris， 在这些破瓦残粒当中所发现的照片，而志工们呢是日以继夜的来清理 preserve 保存，并且 digitize 把这些照片数位化，就为了这些幸存者。 In many cases, the lost photos represented the only images left for grief-stricken families who had lost loved ones. 在很多的例子当中，这些遗失的照片就是那些失去所爱之人的悲痛家庭所仅存的一些影像。我们来看一下这个形容词 grief-stricken。Grief 指的就是悲痛、悲伤，而 stricken 则是动词 strike 袭击的过去分词。我们可以用一个名词加上连字号，再加上 stricken 来代表形容词，解释成为受到什么袭击的意思。像是灾区，我们就可以称之为 a disaster-stricken area。而在下一段提到，有个小男孩，他们昵称为 Blue Sky， 常常发现出现在他们的照片当中。One day, the volunteers were shocked when the boy appeared out of nowhere and found joy looking through his old pictures.然而有一天，职工们吓了一跳，小男孩突然冒了出来，而且就在翻看这些旧照片，而且感到得到了许多的乐趣，而因此职工也受到了鼓舞。这一段的最后一句提到 The volunteers were touched to see how their efforts helped comfort a boy whose childhood home had suddenly vanished.职工们很感动，因为觉得自己的努力帮助了这些失去童年家园的孩子们。而呢，在这里的 vanish 则是解释成为消失的意思。如果我们要说消失的无影无踪，英文则是可以说 vanish without a trace。
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and make sure you join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.